This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, July 15th, 2015, the first day of Jade Helm. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the studio later in the broadcast. He's working on a big story, but he will be in studio. Now, in the last segment, I was talking about Donald Trump, and as I pointed out, opposition research is already beginning on this because he's shot to first place. So National Review and Club for Growth, and we know where these guys are coming from, going to be supporting Bush, I'm sure. So they're coming out. They don't want him to get too far ahead. They don't want him to get too big. So we're already seeing some opposition research coming out. This is the way the game is played. Nevertheless, even though we know where this is coming from, even though we know they've got an agenda, listen to the information that they came out with about Donald Trump. This is something that's been around for a while, largely forgotten. They point out in the infamous 2005 Kelo decision from the Supreme Court that held that public use could include, well, private use, as long as the new property owners paid more taxes than the previous one. In other words, it allowed developers and the government to gang up on homeowners. Remember Up, the Pixar film, where you've got the older guy, doesn't want to leave his home. They build, they offer him all kinds of money. They start to build the thing around his house until they can find a way to get him out. Well, the way that Trump got a widow out of his house is very interesting. And this is, I think, a very big issue. It certainly is a big issue to me. The idea that large crony capitalists, people who are well connected in government, can throw us out of our homes. This is the central issue, in my opinion, with the Keystone Pipeline. People can debate the environmentalism of it. They can debate the jobs aspect of it. Nevertheless, what concerns me about this, and I have an opinion on those things as well, but what concerns me and what is a game stopper for the Keystone Pipeline, in my opinion, is that TransCanada, a foreign corporation, multinational corporation based in Canada, has been given the right of eminent domain that they can throw people who were on their farms for over 100 years, just throw them off of their property because they're connected. This is what Donald Trump did. They say a decade and a half ago, it was fresh on everyone's mind that Donald Trump is one of the leading users of this state-sanctioned form of thievery. This is from the National Review. It was all over the news, and perhaps the most remembered example, John Stossel, got him to sputter on about how if he wasn't allowed to steal an elderly woman's house in order to expand his Atlantic City casino, the government would get less money. Now, he also had another case. It was in Bridgeport, Connecticut in 1995. He says there he was telling everybody, Trump said, we're going to have a national tourist destination by building a $350 million combined amusement park, shipping terminal, seaport village, and office complex on the east side of the harbor. The wrinkle was five businesses and the city-owned Pleasure Beach now occupy the land, he says. So what do we do? Trump says the city would become partner with Trump Connecticut, Inc., and obtain the land through its powers of condemnation. Trump would buy the land from the city. That's the way the Current put it, the Connecticut Current. This is what happened. The entire development would cost the city nothing, Trump said. No private homeowners would be affected because there's no dwellings on the land. Trump would own everything. But he would throw five businesses out and take over their businesses. Why? Because he has a more important business. He's a bigger business. He can make more taxes for the city. Okay, now, we get to Atlantic City with an elderly widow, Vera Coking. She'd owned property near Trump Plaza Hotel for three decades, and she didn't want to move. Trump thought the land was better suited for use as a park or a parking lot or an area for waiting limousines. He tried to negotiate. At one point, he offered her $1 million for the land. She wasn't taking it. So he got the New Jersey Casino Reinvestment Development Authority to file a lawsuit, tell her she had to leave in 90 days, and he would give her $250,000, a quarter of what he had offered. She fought in court. She won. This was before Kelo. But look, this is crony capitalism. This is the idea of someone who loves money. That is the root of all evil. If you define yourself, your net worth, by what you have in the bank, you're a clueless fool. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the studio later. He's working on a big story right now. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Dr. Group come in and in studio. He's going to be with us. Just want to let you know that this hour, the Alex Jones Show, is made possible by your support of the high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Products like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Now, X2 has over 400 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of those respondents would recommend this to a friend or to a family. If you want to get a sample of some of these reviews, I've been reading these the last couple of weeks. Here's one of them. Chris Youthful at 62, he says, Discovery Bay, California. This is what he says about Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. He says, I take one dropper full with 2 teaspoons of water every morning. I feel better, and my thinking processes seem to have improved. So you can check out the reviews yourself. It's what I like to do when I look at products. I like to go to Amazon.com, even if I don't buy it from them, because I try to get my products elsewhere. I try to get stuff from local retailers. Because I don't like to see everything being swallowed up by a few globalist corporations. If you want to support us, please turn to us for your nutrition needs. We have some fine quality products at InfoWarsLife.com, and you can see the reviews right there on the website. Again, that's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, in the last segment, for those of you that didn't hear, because I know a lot of stations carry news at the top of the hour, I was talking about opposition research that was on Donald Trump, essentially pointing out that 15 years ago, 20 years ago, he was championing the cause of confiscation of private property for big corporations. That's just where this guy is coming from. You need to understand when somebody, the thing that's troubled me, many people keep writing me all the time, what about Donald Trump? What about Donald Trump? Look, I understand what he said about open borders. I understand the whole idea of catch and release of dangerous criminals. But like I pointed out in the last hour, let's talk about the origin of people like El Chapo, El Chompo, whatever the guy's name. I don't know. But let's talk about this little criminal who is now a multi-billionaire because of our policies, because of the war on drugs. And understand that the war on drugs is a UN agenda, just like a UN Agenda 21. The UN created it down to the four levels of drugs, four classes of drugs, the four schedules of drugs. They created that 10 years before Nixon declared war on drugs, before the federal government enacted that into law, for which they did not have legal authority, I would add. Remember that when we had alcohol prohibition, they had to add a constitutional amendment because there is nothing in the Constitution that gives the federal government the lawful authority to prohibit anything. It required a specific constitutional amendment. It took another one to overturn it. Nevertheless, when it came to the 20th century, we didn't care about the Constitution anymore, the latter part of the 20th century, I should say. We didn't care about it by mid-century. So Nixon enacted a UN agenda, and that is the source of the violent crime in our country as well as in Mexico, as well as the violent criminals coming across. I understand the catch-and-release issues, but we need to get to the root issues, and we need to understand that when somebody comes to us, this is just my personal opinion on Trump, it bothers me very much when the guy announces his candidacy, and his big thing is to brag about his net worth. And like I said just before we went to the break, if you think your net worth is based on the dollars in your bank account, you have a serious character problem. Serious character problem. Anyone who loves money, we have to understand that is the root of all evil. We have to understand that people who love money that much, people like John D. Rockefeller, when he was asked, how much is enough? He was the richest man in the world. And the reporter asked him, how much, Mr. Rockefeller, how much money is enough? He said, just a little more. You have to understand, it is an addiction. Talk about drugs? Hey, money is an addiction too, folks. You can be addicted to it. You can be the servant of it. It can be the source of all evil. I want people in character who have character who will be the leaders of this country. I want people who understand the issues to be the leaders of this country. Not somebody like Donald Trump who would use the New Jersey casino organization to throw a little old lady out of her house because he wanted it for a parking lot. This is like something straight out of Pixar's Up. He offered $1 million. She wouldn't take it. She'd live there for 30 years. She didn't want to move. So he got the gaming authority to throw her out. Tell her she's got 90 days to go and I'll pay you a quarter of what I paid you earlier. That's the kind of guy that's proud of his negotiations. He talks like a gangster. He operates casinos. He acts like a gangster. He's a crony capitalist. I'm not interested, okay, in Donald Trump. So don't write me about Donald Trump anymore, okay? I'm done with Donald Trump, and we haven't even started the stupid presidential election. You need to understand the presidential election is just a sideshow anyway, folks. If we're ever going to change things in this country, we're going to do it at the local level. We're going to understand that we have a system of law. Part of that system of law are juries where we take it upon ourselves to watch each other's backs, to judge the law as well as the facts of the case, even though most of the judges in this country will lie to you about that. And it's even in the Constitution of many of the states, but it is part of our legal tradition. It was understood by our founders. It goes back to England. This is something that goes back a very long time, but we have such a corrupt judicial system that most of the judges will lie to you about it. They'll throw you off the jury if they know that that's what you're basing your decision on. So don't tell them. Act like the government. Keep your secret agenda. Do whatever you want to do. Don't tell them. But you sit there and you judge the facts of the case because you know what, folks? 1 out of 12 persons can shut down this criminal system we've got one vote at a time. Okay? Call it the 8% solution. That's all it needs. We need 8% of the people who will stand up on principle and say, I'm going to look at this law, whether this is good or not, and I'm going to make my decision on that. We also can have state nullification. But the whole idea that we're going to get somebody elected, that we're going to send some one individual to Washington, I understand the importance of having a leader who can articulate principles. That's why I like Rand Paul. He's not perfect, okay, but he can articulate some of the things that are, there we go, right there. The 8% solution. I didn't come up with that. I thought I did. Somebody already thought of it. They put a web page out there about that. We need somebody who's going to articulate the fundamental problems that are before our society right now, and I don't think anybody does it better than Rand Paul. And again, he's not perfect. I don't rubber stamp everything that he does, but he does it far better than anybody else that's out there. But we're not going to have a Mr. Smith go to Washington and make everything all better. That ain't going to happen. We're going to have to do it at the local level. We're going to have to do it lower down. Let me tell you something. When I was involved with the Libertarian Party, I realized that what these guys were doing, they were trying to focus everything on the highest level races. We would have to spend all of our energy just trying to get on the ballot because, you know, the Republicans and Democrats, they always give themselves an open spot on the ballot. They're always in the debates. Of course, you had to spend so much money as an independent or a third party to get on the ballot. And then, of course, they wouldn't let you into the debates. Our ballot retention was based upon the number of votes that we got for governor or for president in North Carolina. So they deliberately skew the game to get you focused on the most difficult races to win, the most difficult place to make a change, and completely suck up all your resources. That's what the national press does to the American population. Until we focus on things at the state level, use jury nullification, use state nullification, get good people elected in state government, we're not going to see anything change. We have to start shutting down Washington, excising it out of our life like we would if it was a cancer. Let's go on to Iran. I want to talk a little bit about Iran. I don't understand fully everything that's in the deal, but let's look at what we know about it. And let's start with the two different sides, because I look at Dick Cheney, Lindsey Graham, John McCain on one side, the neocons. I look at the Obama administration on the other side. We've got Valerie Jarrett, somebody who went to Iran. Her parents took her to Iran because they hated America so much. She was born in Iran. She's an Iranian citizen. She's essentially the Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski of the Obama administration. She has a lot of influence and power. And so when I look at this, I look at and it's like, well, I don't get any clues as to which side to pick right there. Okay. I'm also not an Israel firster. I don't have a dog in that fight. Okay. So I'm looking at this strictly from what's happening here. And I, of course, let's let some of these people weigh in. Let's go to the clip that we've got of Dick Cheney. Let's start with that clip.
There's one interesting thing in the agreement today. This is the last sentence of the first paragraph. It says, Iran reaffirms that under no circumstances will Iran ever seek, develop, or acquire any nuclear weapons. Now, who the heck believes that? It's just beyond me to try to understand what it is Barack Obama thinks he's achieving here, why he looks at the world in a different light than anybody else does.
Dick Cheney is actually reading. He says, hey, I'm looking at this agreement. It's like this is a guy who just they basically just did whatever they wanted to during the Bush administration, and he said, who believes this? That's right. Dick Cheney, when Dick Cheney calls you out on credibility, you got problems, okay? This is the guy who got us involved in a war based on lies, okay, a war with Iraq. So he calls it out on lies. Let's go to the clip from Trump. Trump has a little bit different take on this.
Let's talk about the Iran deal. The president said that it's not built on trust, it's built on verification.
It's not true. It's absolutely not true.
How do you know that?
They can do whatever they want to do because I know many of the people involved in the negotiation. The Iranians are very good negotiators. The Persians are always great negotiators. They are laughing at us back in Iran. And why didn't we get our prisoners back? Why doesn't somebody say, where are our prisoners? Nobody's even talking about it. We have four people that are in prison that shouldn't be. Why couldn't they make that part of the deal?
Okay, I don't know. I didn't have time to look up what he's talking about in terms of prisoners. So, but that's a good point. Okay, but nevertheless, we see other neocon commentators like Mark Levin, and we have an article up on Infowars.com from Breitbart. Mark Levin says the Iran deal has planted the seeds for World War III. This is Munich, okay? This is appeasement. Because, you know, if you don't push for war, then you are an appeaser. That's what we're told all the time. Cheney also said, the one thing that really disturbed me was when we said that we have, quote, stopped the proliferation of nuclear weapons. That's a lie. Yeah, absolutely it is a lie. You know, we've had sanctions, and I'll talk about this when we come back. We've had sanctions against Iran since 1979. So it didn't stop them from getting as far along as they are. So I question whether or not the sanctions have been effective or not. And, of course, there were more sanctions that were put on by the Bush administration with Dick Cheney. We'll be right back.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All the leaves are brown, gray.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Dr. Group and Anthony Gucciardi from Natural Society. We're also going to open up the phone lines, and you'll be able to ask Dr. Group questions. There's a lot of news, a lot of health news that's come out, of course, as I mentioned earlier in the show. movement in California. This was an article up on Infowars.com. California now wants to be the first state to mandate adult vaccines with criminal penalties for those who refuse. See, it never stops. You let them do that to parents, to children. They will then move to one class of adults, to another class of adults. We have absolutely no rights in that respect. We also see, and this is interesting, I think, judges are now saying that nuns must obey Obama on Obamacare. This is a story from WND. They say two judges on the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals have ruled that the Obama administration can force nuns from the Little Sisters of the Poor in Denver to pay for abortion-causing drugs. You're forcing nuns to pay for abortion-forcing drugs. Okay, these are nuns we're talking about. 2-1. There you go. There's our rights just out the window. The First Amendment out the window because we've got two judges who say so. Two judges, okay? They say although there's an exception for churches, faith-based groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor who run homes for needy elderly around the world have to comply or face penalties. This is why we have the First Amendment, because the government shouldn't be sitting there deciding, okay, this church gets it, but that group doesn't because they don't have an official worship service. They just help the poor and needy. So we're going to hit them with a hammer. We're going to mandate that they buy insurance from our corporate sponsors. This is naked crony capitalism, folks, written large. This underscores that anything that the government wants to trump the First Amendment will trump the First Amendment. If they have the slightest concern in it, they'll take away your First Amendment rights. Here's what one of the nuns said. As Little Sisters of the Poor, we simply cannot choose between our care for the elderly, poor, and our faith. We should not have to make that choice because it violates our nation's commitment to ensuring that people from diverse faiths can freely follow God's calling in their lives. See, the First Amendment says that government shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or the free exercise of religion. But, of course, Congress doesn't make the laws anymore. The Supreme Court does. So the Supreme Court should be there as a check against a Congress that makes a law that violates our freedom of speech, our freedom of the free exercise of religion. But instead, they write the law. Nobody checks them. Listen, when we look at these cases like this case in California, there was just an article up from the Washington Post about how the accountant of Auschwitz has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for 300,000 deaths. This guy is in his late 90s. He was a bookkeeper who cataloged the cash and the valuables pulled from the new arrivals at Auschwitz, okay? They give him 4 years, which I guess is a life sentence when you're 96. What did he do wrong, okay? What did he do that we're not doing here? When we look at Auschwitz, besides the mass murder, when we look at the medical experimentation going on by Josef Mengele, the justification was, this is for the greater good. Yes, I'm doing horrific things to these people without their consent, but this is for the greater good. How are we any different from those people? Briefly, before we get joined by Dr. Group and Anthony Gucciardi in the next segment, I want to go back to Iran because I was just starting to talk about what actually happened with it. What is going to happen? What we had here was a removal of $18 billion in sanctions, okay? So they're going to get $18 billion in sanctions. Let's put that in perspective. $18 billion taken away of sanctions from Iran. We have an $18 trillion debt in this country, an $18 trillion economy, essentially. We're 1,000 times larger than they are. I don't think that this is going to make them a superpower challenge to us. We have to understand that these sanctions have been put in place since 1979. They put sanctions in place when Iran took over the embassy. They increased those sanctions in 1995. They increased them again in 2006. Did it change anything? Did it stop them from creating centrifuges or working on nuclear reactors? No. It had absolutely no effect. So to say that this is World War III, that this is Munich all over, that this is nuclear proliferation, I just don't buy it. I really don't. Why did we put the sanctions on them in 1979? Well, of course, it's because they took over the American embassy. Why did they do that? That's where our understanding of history begins. But it actually goes back to 1953. The first successful CIA coup was in Iran. They established the Shah of Iran, and the CIA put in the Savak, a brutal secret police. I learned about that when I was in high school from engineering students who were from Iran. That's what I've been concerned ever since I realized our government did it there. I realize our government can do it here. That's what I've been concerned about since then. That's my biggest concern, not what's going on
in
the Middle East.
March.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now in studio is Anthony Gucciardi from Natural Society and Dr. Group. And we want to take some of your calls where you can ask Dr. Group questions. That number is going to be 800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. That'll be questions for Dr. Group. And before we get to those calls, I just want to point out, as you were talking during the break, about what's going on with Monsanto. There was an article a couple of days ago on Infowars.com. Which of your foods are sprayed with Roundup just 3 days before harvest? It's pretty much amazing. When we look at this, Anthony, it's pretty much everything that is a staple food. Wheat, corn, pretty much everything is on that list. And at the same time, we now have Monsanto pushing back against the findings from the World Health Organization that came out and said, yeah, we think glyphosate, which is Roundup, we think that it is carcinogenic, and now Monsanto is hiring a research firm to give them the results that they want.
Right, and they also bought the bee research firm after it was found out that their herbicides were killing the bees.
Yeah.
Right, so it's pretty easy to see how they work.
Well, that's global warming. There was just an article about that the other day. It's forget the pesticides. It's now global warming that's going
on. Right, right, of course. Even though there's studies over and over again.
Yeah.
And this segment, I'd like to cover a few things. I'd like to cover how we actually could get a new GMO regulation plan in place, and the White House is saying they might do it. The GMO pigs that could be coming to your dinner table. Mm. How living in nature can boost your income up to $20,000, according to this study, and make you feel 7 years younger. We could talk about the Gardasil vaccine and a bunch of different stuff. But first, before I segue into Dr. Group and we start taking your calls and all that, I want to talk about a piece that's really important, and that's one that a lot of people miss. And that's called Activism Works, White House Announces New GMO Regulation Plan. I wrote this a few days ago. And what's happened now is the White House has announced in a memorandum that they say, we understand people want GMO labeling. We promise we're actually going to do something about it. Now, of course, I don't necessarily believe them, but this is good news because it shows that they're actually being forced to answer to us. Mm-hmm. And they're being forced to say, this is what they say in this memorandum, that so many people, millions and millions of citizens have voiced concern about it, that they're looking into an independent third-party group to verify the scientific integrity and safety of GMOs and look into GMO labeling plans nationwide.
Oh, that'd be great.
But you look at the flip side of that, and there's that Monsanto Protection Act that's been reintroduced by Mike Pompeo, mm-hmm. and that would ban GMO labeling in the United States. And we're going to talk about that, too. And what
of course, you've also got the treaties, the Transatlantic Trans-Pacific Partnership treaties, which could make this moot. You know, it could just take this away with one stroke. So they could come out and say, yeah, you know, we did this for you guys. We heard you. We enacted this. But now we've got the treaty
right.
That takes it away.
And the bottom
so
line
to be
is
vigilant everywhere.
Yeah, you can't rely on the government. And that's why, Dr. Group, I want to segue into some of the things we can do for ourselves and also take everybody's calls. Because at the end of the day, you cannot rely on the government to protect you.
No, I mean, my solution for that is just don't purchase anything that has the toxic compounds in it and continue the activism and continue to fight against the GMOs. You know, that is good that the government is announcing that. You know, Obama came out and said that one of the things, if he was elected, is he was going to require GMO labeling. And you know, with March Against Monsanto, the Monsanto video revolt, we've done a lot of good also. I mean, now they have non-GMO verified. But like you said, I mean, who knows? There's a big fight going on right now between the government, the pharmaceutical companies, the vaccine issues, the GMO issues. My solution is just going back to nature, really, and looking and educating people and determining, let me know. I mean, is this food toxic I'm about to feed to my child or I'm about to put in my mouth? I mean, it really goes back to simplicity and the basics and things and just understanding more about your body and understanding about food and avoiding those things. I mean, now people are not buying as much chemicals. They're switching over to natural things. And as you can see with the big companies, the chemical companies, they're all racing to come out with organic products and natural products right now because of the demand out there from the general consumer. So in one area, we're making a lot of progress. And then in the other area, we're getting a lot of opposition. But I don't think the opposition is to the point where it's actually taking over the consumer. Because
there's no question that people, even McDonald's is out there saying, we're going to make our stuff healthier. We're going to get rid of GMOs and everything. But in most cases, it's just a head fake. You're talking about non-GMO verified. I mean, that doesn't mean that they can't put pesticides on it. It just means that the pesticides wouldn't be GMO pesticides.
Right.
So it's a bit of a head fake from the grocery industry, just like we see that coming from McDonald's. And now this bill here might be just a head fake from the political industry. Okay. So we have to watch out for our own food.
Yeah, there are a lot of head fakes out there. Just look at the BPA baby bottle head fake. They made everybody focus on baby bottles. Yet they're still lining every single can and milk carton and everything else with BPA. So there is a lot of truth to that.
The good news is, though, that organic is booming. And Monsanto lost $100+ million in the fourth quarter last year. At McDonald's, they mix them up. They're basically the same thing. McDonald's is closing 700 stores in the United States. And they're losing so much money every month, they've stopped reporting on it. Okay? And it just goes to show the opposition against GMOs is real. The only people standing up for GMOs are the ones that are basically being paid off on it. Like Hillary Clinton says that Monsanto's GMOs are great, and obviously she's going to support them. And it goes back to not trusting things like the White House memorandum saying that they're going to look into a new GMO regulation plan. But it is a powerful message. And we do have the clip ready, I believe, where Obama promised in 2007 that he was going to label GMOs. Just so everyone's clear, this is what's going on. These are the lies that get people elected because they know the public is for this. So maybe we could play that clip.
He's going to be transparent, too.
Here's what I'll do as president. I'll immediately implement country of origin labeling because Americans should know where their food comes from. We'll let folks know whether their food has been genetically modified because Americans should know what they're buying. We'll let folks know whether their food has been genetically modified because Americans should know what they're buying.
We agree. Now is the time to label genetically modified foods because Americans have a right to know what they're buying.
And, of course, he didn't keep that promise. Notice he says, immediately we'll enact GMO labeling. And everyone's like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, we love you. Wait a minute. It's 2015. That was in 2007, right?
I'm still waiting for him to be honest and transparent.
Yeah, where is it? And there's been a letter written by justlabelit.org. I think we have it over here somewhere. It basically just says, Obama, you promised to label GMOs in 2007. Everyone's seen the video. We know you said it. Where is it? Mm-hmm. And then he says, oh, well, you know, the White House, we put out this memorandum, and it's we're going to work on this. No. We weren't going to work on it in 2007. We were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That just shows, though, the manipulation. They know what people want. 90%+ want labeling.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and not only the GMO issue, but like you said, the glyphosate, the atrazine, I mean, all that stuff, the endocrine disrupting chemicals that are flowing off into the water supply. And that's why, you know, the earth is sick. I mean, you look around and you see all the people that are sick out there, but the earth is also sick. Trees are dying. We're losing 200 species every single day. We have the air quality is contaminated, the water, the food, everything. So, but the good news is there's solutions to that. I mean, you can clean the air quality in your home so you can breathe clean air. You can clean up the food so you can eat clean food. You can clean up and drink clean water. You can detoxify your body on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the whole purpose. You have to understand how to combat the system and how look and understand what they're doing. And then at the same time, utilize technologies in your own life and your own family's life to make sure that you're avoiding all that.
Just what I was saying earlier, we have to understand what their globalist plans are, but we have to act locally, specifically for our own interests. That's what we have to do. Let's go to some of the calls. Let's go to Trish in Canada. Trish, your call for Dr. Group.
Hi there. How are you today?
Doing good. What's your question?
My question is in regards to managing chronic pain, supplements, nutritionals.
Okay, well, that's actually a pretty good question. I don't know where you're in pain, but the normal medical approach, obviously, to treating pain is with pain medications, and that ultimately doesn't address the root cause of why you're in pain to begin with. One of the things that I've used that's worked really, really good over the years is just cleansing the body. I mean, everybody has a self-healing mechanism within their bone body. I mean, we were born with it, and that's something that is not taught in any school out there. I mean, all the schools and the training that I went through, no one ever taught me about the self-healing mechanism. Just after evaluating hundreds of thousands of individuals that we've put through intestinal cleansing and liver and cleansing and chemical and heavy metal cleansing and got all of those chemicals and toxins out of their body, then and open up their elimination routes and change their diet and to where you're eating healthy, your body has the ability to heal itself of anything, whether it's pain, whether it's any type of degenerative illness. It just is crying out for you to clean it up and detoxify your body. And so what we would do for individuals with pain is start with an intestinal cleanse using the oxy powder, then go on to liver cleansing, then chemical and heavy metal cleansing and parasite cleansing. And at that point in time, if you're in pain, your liver is already seriously congested. You probably have been on pain medications, which damage the intestinal tract and the liver, which are, by the way, two organ systems that the medical profession has tried to reduced the amount of information on and not trained doctors on over the years, because they know that those are the biggest secrets behind health, is a healthy intestinal tract and a healthy liver. And by the way, the liver is the only organ in the body that regenerates itself and regrows fully. That's why you can do a partial liver transplant, you'll regrow it. And the intestinal cells actually turn over every 24 hours as well. So back to the pain, I suggest doing a complete body cleanse, but a couple other things that work really good, natural, oregano oil for some people has the same effects as morphine, but it's all natural and it's non-toxic and it's not an opiate, so you're not going to become addicted to it. Also, high dose vitamin D. There was a great book written by a guy named Jeff Bowles, I think, and it was The Miraculous Healing Benefits of D3. And what he did, he had pains all over his body, joint pain. He was a martial artist, athlete. And this has been documented now. This was probably a couple years ago with hundreds upon hundreds of people, and that have been taking upwards of 25,000 IUs to 50,000 IUs a day. And please consult your healthcare practitioner or your medical doctor, because we're not allowed to actually give out any medical advice. But I highly recommend anybody in pain that has joint pain, joint popping, anything like that, look into reading The Miraculous Healing Benefits of Megadoses or High Doses of D3. And we actually have here the Winter Sun, which is a vegetarian, vegan source of D3, which is a really active form. And that's one of the things that I recommend pretty much everybody take, because when we look at and do the research and trace back all these chemicals and how they affect the body, and then what type of nutrients we can use and what type of things pretty much everybody's deficient in, we know now that every cell in the body has iodine receptors. We know that that was taken out of the marketplace on purpose. It's been suppressed. It's heavily regulated by the DEA. As a matter of fact, we had to go through massive interview processing just to be able to procure the deep earth iodine crystals to produce the Survival Shield X2. So also iodine works for pain, but really getting back to the basics, cleaning your body up and looking at determining the root cause and avoiding all the chemicals and toxins in your lifestyle that you have, oregano oil and D3 and iodine.
And you notice now, we can talk about this too, this headline from Nature: super muscly pigs created by small genetic tweak. And the reason I bring this up about GMO pigs is because, as you were saying, everything really comes down to cleansing the body, giving the body what it needs. And so many people, I think, are in pain because they're increasing their threshold of toxic intake on a daily basis. I mean, the new GMO creations that we face on a daily basis, the new herbicide, pesticide exposure, the radiation from Fukushima, everything is hitting us all at one time, and we're seeing an explosion of diseases across the world. And how are we supposed to deal with these things? Well, we develop products, you know, we develop supplements, we try to do healthy habits and everything like that. But at the end of the day, it's just such a load on our bodies. So I think, you know, the root cause is also the attack on our systems.
You could teach any doctor or any individual person how to pretty much eliminate any symptoms in less than about 3 or 4 hours, because it comes, and this is something that just amazed me, and I didn't learn this. It took a long time to realize, but when you think about it, it's really in simplicity, is that all it boils down to is every single person is born with a self-healing mechanism, and that's your body's own ability to heal any type of symptom. So technically, there's really not any such thing as disease out there. You know, cancer, arthritis, heart disease, whatever you have, mental illness too, whether you're suffering from depression, anxiety, it's all because your body's self-healing mechanism. All those things are just a list of symptoms and an identified disease attached to those symptoms. But when people understand how easy it is and how fast the body really wants to heal itself just by cleansing itself out, look at the earth and look at animals. You know, the earth cleanses itself as well with wind and rain and snow. I mean, now you have geoengineering actually trying to manipulate the earth and prevent cleansing of the earth, the natural cleansing of the earth, unfortunately. But it really is in simplicity, and it's amazing what happens and how fast you can regenerate the body and how fast you can eliminate symptoms just by getting on a few nutrients and paying attention and focusing on reactivating your body's self-healing mechanism.
Just making sure that your body is as healthy as possible so that it works as well as possible, really. You mentioned, Anthony, the GMO pig, I guess, makes me think about spam. And we got somebody who wants to ask a question about school lunches. Maybe that includes the GMO pig. Sherry in Colorado, go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a girl in middle school, and with everything that's going on, I'm just afraid that, you know, school lunches might have a whole bunch of GMOs in them that we're not aware of.
Well, you're right. You know, anytime you assume things like that, most of the time you can feel it. And it's really sad that the majority of the schools, it's almost the worst food that you could feed to children.
You don't want to eat Michelle Obama maggot lunches? What's wrong with that? Haven't you seen the pictures? It looks delicious.
Well, you might want to eat that, but I mean, if I was in a survival state, maybe eating a maggot is probably actually healthier, believe it or not, than what you're going to get in school lunches.
Look at this headline, Michelle O, lunches to expand to daycares as well.
You know, they've always been really bad. It reminds me of that old Woody Allen joke about the two ladies who go to a restaurant, and the one says the food was horrible, and the other one said, yeah, and in such small quantities, too. I mean, that's basically what Michelle Obama is school lunches.
Right. I mean, my recommendation, I get that question all the time, and I know some schools are very particular, and usually what people do is they just tell the school principal or whoever they need to talk to over there that the child has allergies, and they'll allow them to bring a lunch with them. Although a lot of times they make them sit over in the corner with all the other kids with allergies. But, I mean, it is a solution to pack a good, organic, toxin-free lunch for your child and just tell them you have...
Hey there, we're going to be right back. We're talking to Dr. Group, taking your calls. If you want to ask Dr. Group, the question, the number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
Freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at infidelbodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio are Anthony Gucciardi from Natural Society and Dr. Group. We're taking your calls, your questions to Dr. Group. Before we go back to your calls, though, this hour of the Alex Jones Show has been brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com, the high-quality products that we sell there. And, Anthony, we still have X2 in stock. I know it was sold out at one point in time, but I think it is still in stock. Is that correct?
That's right. And I want to have Dr. Group explain the process of how we actually get the iodine crystals, the purple crystals, to make Survival Shield X2. But we just got an emergency supply because we were sold out for about, I believe it was a week or two last month. Now we have another emergency supply that's been in, and we are going to sell out this week. It's nerve-wracking to me because we try to forecast this, but it's very expensive to mine these crystals. It takes a lot of investment, takes a lot of time, and at the same time, we're not going to sacrifice the quality to just get more in. And I would like Dr. Group to explain a little bit about this process before we take your calls, and we're going to talk about how living in nature can help you make, according to the study, up to $20,000 extra a year and feel 7 years healthier too. But Dr. Group, let's talk about how X2 is actually created with the crystals.
Well, actually, there's been a pretty heavy demand. There's limited availability right now just because I unfortunately don't have the specific contract with the company that's mining the crystals from deep in the earth. Apparently, in Japan and all over the world, people are catching on more and more. They're seeing more health problems, especially along the coastlines. There's a higher demand practically every single month right now for iodine. And we're talking about companies. I don't know if they just want to stockpile it or what's going on, but I know that Fukushima has been releasing some reports of additional radiation, high-level radiation that's been going into the water. And I guess the high-up individuals and the high-up companies are trying to stock up as much iodine as they possibly can. They're not buying as much of the high-quality iodine. I mean, we try to get the highest quality, which is the 99.999% pure iodine crystals.
Right, and it's not from the sea, it's from the earth.
It's not from the sea, it's from the earth.
And we've been battling, and this is why I'm so passionate about it and why I want to plug it over and over again. I want to keep talking about it, because the difference between us and them and the government and us, the government is stockpiling their own iodine. Remember that?
It was
like 28 million doses of potassium iodine, the crap iodine. And then we're actually securing the high-quality iodine. We're trying to fight against super, super wealthy rich business owners, super, super wealthy elite people that are stockpiling it for themselves. We're actually trying to stockpile it for you. That's the difference.
Oh, I know. And I had actually had a big company contact me and wanted to buy the iodine crystals directly from me because it's so hard to be able to get a purchasing license for those crystals because iodine is used to create methamphetamine. And you have to go through the DEA. They do a background check on you. They do a background check on your company. You have to fill out massive amounts of paperwork.
Yeah.
And you have to keep the iodine crystals in a safe, like a bank safe, where only one person has a code, and that individual is checked, and they come out there. So they're not just handing out these licenses or this ability to buy iodine to anybody. So now I have these companies contacting me wanting to buy kilograms of the raw iodine crystals. So
And why do you think they make it so hard? Obviously, they want to stockpile it for themselves. They know the truth. They know what it's done. 10-point increase in IQ over 10 years, or was it 20 in some areas where they added iodine and reduced the fluoridation? I mean, it's obvious what's going on.
Right. It is obvious what's going on. It's why I always keep a good supply, and it's one of the most effective. I mean, if I was to choose one thing out of all the different health products out there, I mean, I would definitely have iodine, a nascent detoxified iodine like the Survival Shield X2 in my medicine cabinet.
We've got one of the callers who has a question about detoxing, and we're going to come back. Stay there with us. Jerry in Florida, Janine, Matt, Denise. We'll be right back taking your calls. Stay with us.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.